Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Comedy life.
Speaking of comedy life, it's and drinking in different locations.
True.
I've been undergoing hell, dude. I've been going through it. It fucking blows. Something happened.
Sucks. Your belly's fucked up.
My belly's gone, dude.
No.
So, Thursday in San Francisco, I was at Cobb's. Mm-hmm. Joe Avery, I think his last name's Avery. I hope I'm not fucking that up. He's a great comedian. He had the tendies in the green room. He had the chicken tendies on Thursday.
He had the test batch.
And he said, geez, these things are fucking my stomach up, and threw them out. That's when I knew.
He didn't even finish the tendies?
He didn't even finish the tendies. He was like, something's wrong. I'm not putting this on the club. But the next night, I was like, that might have been a bad batch. Either way, I'm getting tendies.
For sure. So I mean, how much have you been looking forward to them? How long have you been looking forward to
them? As soon as he told me they made him sick, I was like,
It must be good.
That's a good batch. That's a good batch. Because Joe's he looks like a normal, healthy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, he probably can't handle it.
For sure.
He can't handle the heat of the true tendies.
He didn't have the tolerance. He didn't build up the natural tolerance.
He hasn't been eating tendies every week.
Yeah.
So I ordered them.
He OD'd on the tendies.
I ordered them. And I'm going to blame the tendies, but it's just because I'm trying to pretend it's not alcohol. Friday I got them. Saturday morning I woke up, dude. My stomach was fucked up, dude. It hurt so bad.
It is funny
to
think about that. Now that I think about it, everyone I know who drinks a ton is always like, I had a bad hot dog at the Sunoco. It's like,
you were blacked out at the Sunoco. It's not the.
There's always one food missile. Yeah,
oh man, it must have been the chicken fingers. It's like, dude, you eat chicken fingers every week.
Must be that batch of chicken fingers I barely remember eating at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's not sitting well with me right now.
It's definitely not the alcohol consumption. So I was, dude, destroyed. My stomach was fucked up.
No good.
And then it kept getting worse.
All weekend? Was Thursday?
That was Friday when it started. Or no, Friday I had them. It was Saturday, Sunday, into yesterday.
That sucks.
Today, so far, so good, but I just haven't eaten yet.
Yeah. Well, anytime I've eaten, coffee.
If I eat like an hour later, my stomach just fucking kills.
Really?
Yeah. And it hurt. It feels like cramps almost. But it's like exactly where the pancreas is and stomach. They kind of overlap.
That was illuminating too, though.
That they overlap?
No, that the fact that your stomach's like underneath your ribcage. Your stomach could have thought it was like your belly. It's
directly, yeah.
I thought it's my belly housed my stomach.
It's like above, a little to the left and above your belly button.
That blew me away.
So I had to go to the doctor, dude, finally.
Yeah.
It was time. And it was the first time I've been to the doctor, and I don't go to the doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't had health insurance. Turns out I have it.
You have health insurance. You've had it this whole time?
I think they might have just got it to me.
True.
But I've been asking them. I've been like, tell my manager, like, can I get health? Can somebody that owns my money get me health insurance?
You're basically a dreamer.
What do you mean?
You're a dreamer.
What do you mean?
Like the DACA bill for dreamers? You're like, please, sir, guys,
can somebody get me some fucking
health
insurance?
You're trying to become a citizen at this point, dude. Yeah, dude,
So I go to the, I was thinking about going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And go to the fucking ER for an upset tummy.
Yeah. But what I was thinking is, you know, international flight coming up. So like flying somewhere else with like vague health issues is not the best.
Hopefully it's done.
I think it is. Yeah.
If I munch, no, you'll see.
Really?
Dude, it fucking cripples me. It's literally like it feels like cramps in your stomach.
That sucks.
It hurts so fucking bad. Anyway.
Something's inflamed.
I go to the, I think that's, it turns out that's all it is.
Yeah.
I got blood test done. And it was funny because the nurse came in and was asking me questions and then went and got a doctor. And the doctor came in immediately and was like, how much are you drinking? He knew exactly what it was. He knew exactly. I didn't even include the tendies in the fucking report. I was like, he was like, how many days? I was like, four days a week. Yeah. He was like, what do you have? Like three. They always say that bullshit. Yeah. Like, what do you have? Like three drinks? It's like, no, dude.
Yeah, dude.
No one has three fucking drinks 4 days a week. If you're drinking 4 days a week, you're not drinking three drinks.
They tell you on every commercial, please enjoy responsibly.
Unless you're like a mom.
Dude, Coors Light or Bud Light would be furious to know that you're not enjoying the products responsibly. Like they're asking.
No, yeah, I know. Actually, yeah. People are like, how come he's not sponsored? It's like, because I drink 20 beers every time I'm on camera. They can't be like nice. They literally can't be like, this is good.
Yeah, true.
Tug, oh, what are you doing over there?
Checking the shot.
Putting your spectacles on.
Checking the shot.
But he's, the doctor comes in. He's like, how many are you drinking? I was like, about, I don't know, like 10.
10.
He's like, so you're having 40 drinks a week. And I was like, yeah, if you're going to be a dick about it.
Well, they come but in, then, you get big. Well, sometimes they come in bigger cans. So more like true. 35, 30.
True. It's like sometimes it's a pitcher. I use Phil math. I'm like, I had two drinks.
Yeah, it's a pitcher.
Two pitchers. He was nice though. He was courteous. He was like, I don't mean this. He was like trying to like, he was like, trigger warning.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to shame you.
You are drinking excessively.
And I was like, he's like, I'm not judging you for that, but the just by the sheer liquid volume, I'd say it's a lot. Yeah.
So then, but it was funny too. I was hitting him with the fucking, but yeah, it's like, it's just light beers. It's not, it's still like, no, that's still, I was like, it's not like I'm chugging liquor, you know? And he was like, no, I have no idea what you're talking like.
That's meant. So fucking funny.
So he diagnoses pancreatitis immediately.
Did he really?
Yeah, he was like, if it hurts there and you drink excessively, that's, yeah.
The pancreas produces insulin,
that's your
right?
liver. Oh, yeah, he gave me the whole pressure test. It fucking killed. He pressed, but then he pressed the bottom of my, like, abdomen, and I was like, it all hurt, dude. My stomach was fucked.
You might have gastritis. The pancreas produces insulin, right?
Yeah.
I believe
that was
so.
Another thing. I was like, fuck, I finally got fucking diabetes. I knew that was coming. There was a moment where they left the room and I was just sitting in the doctor's office and I was like, I mean, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I knew this day was coming.
True.
If it's party time all the time, eventually you're going to be sitting on a paper fucking.
I was just thinking about
it. Disgusting, crinkly paper mat.
I was just thinking about it.
Alone with the fucking lighting. Just like,
yeah.
Fuck, I knew it was coming one day.
Yep. Has that's it been
the,
five
dude,
minutes
that's the life we live.
True.
I knew it was coming. First off, that day is coming for everybody. You can either have a good time before it happens, or you can be a fucking bitch your whole life.
Yeah.
And then just get cancer for no reason.
True. You get bitch cancer.
Get fucking girl lung cancer you never even smoked. Pussy.
I knew I shouldn't have lived in a metropolitan area. Yeah, but, no, you can't. You can't get, you know, I try to honor my bodysuit. My Earth suit, but
I understand.
You also can't get too attached. You're right.
I understand.
I've been too attached when I was younger. You can get fucked up from trying to be too healthy. It'll genuinely fuck you up. Like, wait, should I have this? Am I allergic to nightshades? And it's like, no, you're just being anxious about food. Yeah, you have to let go of the Earth suit eventually.
So then we run a blood test. I get the results. Turns out, first off, blood pressure again. Great.
That's awesome.
I can't believe it. Keeps happening.
That's awesome.
Then we get this. I get the blood results. Everything's good. Literally everything's good.
That's awesome.
I've been dreading going to the doctor for so long. I was like, I definitely have diabetes. My liver's definitely failing. My heart's exploding right now. For sure, my heart's exploding. No, all good.
What were the panels for the blood? Did they go like, obviously, they probably did blood sugar.
I couldn't understand them. I had to look all of them up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was everything.
You don't have the diabetes.
Don't have diabetes. Nice. Don't have pancreatitis. Just have, he was probably like, your stomach's probably just inflamed.
Yeah, you had a military grade stomach ache.
Yeah, top of the line stomach ache.
Heavy duty stomach ache.
Fucking the worst stomach ache possible. And that got me thinking, like, dudes that have like stomach cancer.
Oh, it's fucked.
You got to ride that out just till you die. Just your stomach hurts till you die.
Yeah, dude. I knew a guy who was an operator. He used to operate on machinery. And he was telling me he hasn't had a non-liquid shit, a solid shit for a decade. This dude's just been diarrhea for 10 years. 10 years, look, dude. 10
I'm
years.
Not saying, I'm not on the 10-year trip, but I'm definitely on the fucking 50-50.
It's 50-50?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, dude, hungover fucking blowouts.
But that's, yeah, four days
a week.
Week,
dude. Yeah. No, I'm not hungover 4 days a week. Come on, Matt.
For sure. I didn't say you were.
What the fuck, dude? I don't have a problem. Why would you say that?
This guy, I remember it blew my mind. He's like, man, I haven't took a solid shit in about 14 years.
I believe it. There's no way my dad's taking a solid shit.
Dude,
I see
bad?
The toilets.
Have you smelled his dumps?
Like, I haven't smelled a dump, but I've seen the aftermath. If you go to my parents' house, if you go up to my parents' bathroom, Jackson Pollock is it on like the back.
It's a rest stop mosaic.
It's a rest stop mosaic, dude. He sprays the toilet. He hits the spray every time. And you can hear it, dude. Every, you know, every time Phil shits, it starts with like a... And it's funny. You can just yell. You can be like, hey! He's like, shut up!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Tommy hits those, too.
Does he really?
Tommy Pope hits the fucking hard dumps in the morning. Like, yeah. I'd be out there gaming, and he'd wake up. I could hear the crud hit.
Really?
Loud. He hits dad shits.
Dude, I've been hitting, I don't, and I've had like weird dumps for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm been finally reliably hitting like loafs, like almost barely having to wipe loafs. However, I've been having health issues.
Loafs are so good.
Pinching like 1-2 wipe loafs. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Bro, hold on. I got go one. Ahead, please. Speaking of loafs.
Yeah.
So day two, or the stomach's destroyed.
Yeah.
So I get some Pepto-Bismol. By the way, you got to go. I went to this fucking grocery store in San Francisco. Everything's locked.
Really?
Behind glass with metal, like fucking padlocks on every door.
Yeah.
I go in. You got to wait like 20 minutes. You press a button to see if anybody else will come unlock it for you. This dude, I go up to the front. Well, then
someone who doesn't believe in having to work.
Like, yeah. For real. No, that's exactly what it was. I walked up to the front and I was like, excuse me, does somebody have a key?
Yeah.
And I'm not. You know, this is just pertinent to the story. It was just clearly a woman from China.
Yeah.
And I was like, does anyone have a key? And she had no fucking idea what I was saying. And I asked some other guy. And it was this black dude that was just like, I don't have it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Like,
could you find someone that has the key to, I'm just trying to get some fucking Pepto. But my stomach's cramping at this point.
Yeah, can I please just get this stuff?
And when you're sick and it hurts.
Oh, dude.
Dude, it's funny. Every time I'm like, I could use a good flu. It'd be nice to just lay down for a week and do nothing. No, it sucks. You hate everything the whole time.
Yeah.
You think it'd be fun to play Fallout 4 for a week. It's not. You hate Fallout 4 because you're sick.
It stinks. So you got some downtime.
Finally, I got the Bismol.
Wait, how'd you get it? Who came and got it?
Eventually, literally 20 minutes of standing in front of a shelf looking at Pepto-Bismol. Finally, someone walked over and unlocked it.
Was it who got it?
It was the dude.
Okay.
He went and got the key eventually.
A lot of times the rescue hatch in those situations is like a 50-year-old, like, looks like she's been dragged by a truck white lady.
The bitch fell off. And she landed at a fucking Safeway.
With like multiple elbow braces on. Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, hon, I got you, hon.
Got a copper fit. Yeah. Yeah, the bowling gloves. She, just jammed. Lady that's, she's been through the ringer.
She smells like cigarettes from 50 feet away. Hold on, hold on, I got you. What do you need? Pepto.
Hey, Pepto. Pepto. Hold on, I love this stuff.
We got a lot of this in the bank.
So I get the Pepto, chug it, wake up the next morning, take a fully black dump.
Oh.
Loafs, though, it was weird. I saw the black hand. It was, dude, we got Archduke France right now. We did it. Took a fucking black hand. Then I get in the shit. I'm like, that's fucking insane. My stomach must be gushing blood. If my shit's black, that's a problem. So then I did. I was like, fuck, I'm dying. Then I get in the shower. And while I was in the shower, I spit. I like hawked a loogie. It was in the morning. The loogie was black. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Dude, I get out of the shower, look in the mirror. The back of my tongue is black.
What?
There's hell.
From what?
So then I'm fully panicking. I start Googling shit, not poop and tongue. And then it auto-corrected and completed it on Google. Turns out if you just... Occasionally, when you drink Pepto-Bismol, that happens. Oh. And it doesn't. It means nothing. It's just something that reacts differently with your body.
I mean, that's like a
totally
curse.
Totally harmless.
That's a curse.
But then it was like, it can last for like 2 weeks. I was like, ew.
What?
But it didn't. It's gone now. I'm taking regular classic craps.
You had Kiss tongue?
Yeah.
You were rocking.
Detroit Rock City in there. It was a sad dude.
Really?
And then...
And you're doing shows like, hey guys, nice to meet San Francisco.
Yeah, I was like,
life's pretty brief.
I think I'm still in cancer, everybody. And the, yeah, most of the crowds in San Francisco, they were loud, bro.
Really?
The boys were drinking. I don't like that.
Yeah.
They're screaming. But they, the one show, they were so hammered and enthusiastic. I was angriest I've been on stage in so long, dude. I did like 42 minutes.
Really?
I was like, that's it. The show's run its course. And they, everyone's confused. I got a standing ovation. They were just hammered and having fun.
Oh,
so like
God.
I would finish a sentence and they'd be like, yeah. And other people were hammered. So they'd start yelling and start, dude, yeah. I got applause breaks in the middle of the set for no jokes.
Really?
Just talking. People would be like, yeah. I was like, God damn it. You guys aren't appreciating my art.
You gotta let the bros have fun.
I did. They had fun.
You gotta get Mall Santa every now and again. Just fucking like, woo.
It's true. Get them all right. Right.
You guys
like,
are enjoying this.
Oh, you know, I want to hang out with you and have a beer. I'm like, all right, great. Next. Full Mall Santa.
Woo. I like that too. Ah!
Yeah.